Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Vivetics. My name is Azubike Oza. I'm a legal practitioner with special interest in oil, gas, and energy law, the environment, renewable energy, dispute resolution, and human rights. I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Iyensomwike, the initiator of Vivetics.
Our great people of River State, we bring you greetings on this interesting episode of Vivetics on Radio, our character building weekend show. On this episode, we shall focus on consumer protection rights as the world commemorated the Consumer Rights Day this past Wednesday, the 15th of March. Consumer protection rights advocacy and enforcement are the hallmarks of maturity in all open market societies, but mostly out of sheer ignorance, many consumers in our society suffer breaches which often go without redress. In recognition of this, the World Day of Consumer Rights was adopted by the United Nations on the 15th day of March 1985. Popularly known as Consumer Rights Day, it affords an opportunity annually to celebrate and display solidarity for the basic rights of consumers and to oppose exploitation in the marketplace. The Guidelines for Consumer Protection, ratified in April 1985 by the United Nations organs, include the following: the right to the satisfaction of basic needs, the right to safety, the right to be informed, the right to choose, the right to be heard, the right to redress, the right to consumer education, and the right to a healthy environment. As River State clocks 50 this year, we must rise up as advocates of consumer rights and ensure that consumers in River State are not victims of fake products, substandard goods, polluted or unhealthy environments as a result of economic activities, but beneficiaries of fair trade according to the laid down global standards. To learn more about all of this, I invite you to listen very carefully to our guest speaker, Mr. Azubike Oza, a distinguished legal practitioner with special interest in human rights, oil, gas and energy law, the environment and dispute resolution, as he shares his expertise on these issues. Our dear people of River State, always remember to let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Vivetics on Radio. I am Azubike Oza, your host for today. I'll be speaking on the topic for this year's World Consumer Rights Day, which is Building a Digital World Consumers Can Trust. The focus for this year's Consumer Rights Day celebration centers on the plethora of issues associated with the use of technology, mobile phones, internet, and other digital devices, which without a doubt has been beneficial, but certainly not without consumer abuses. Let us look at the concept of consumer rights and consumer protection. Historically, consumer rights first received political endorsement in the US when President JF Kennedy on the 15th of March 1962 addressed the US Congress, where he outlined his vision and principles for consumer rights. He defined consumer rights as: consumers by definition includes us all. They are the largest economic group, affecting and affected by almost every public and private economic decision, yet they are the only important group whose views are often not heard. This date, 15th March, is now commemorated as the World Consumers' Rights Day. The question now is, who is a consumer. According to the Black's Law Dictionary, 8th edition, the term consumer is defined as a person who buys goods and services for personal, family, and household use, with no intention of resale, a natural person who uses products for personal rather than business purposes. And also Section 32 of the Consumers Protection Council Act, Cap C-25, Laws of the Federation of Nigeria 2004, defines a consumer as an individual who purchases, uses, maintains, or disposes of products or services. In other words, it is safe to say that the end user of products and services is a consumer. Consumer protection is the totality of the rights and privileges of consumers and how these rights can be used, protected, enforced, bearing in mind the inequality in the bargaining power between the consumer and producers of goods and services, which oftentimes lead to exploitation of the consumer. Consumer protection also deals with a plethora of issues relating to the welfare of the consumer, as well as raising the standard of living in terms of improving the political and social well-being of consumers. The major aim of consumer protection policies, international guidelines, and legislation is to empower the consumer to enjoy protection from these rights and seek redress where there is an infringement. The awareness of consumer rights has been increasingly important around the world. Many countries have passed various laws and policies to protect and ensure that users of products and services have the same rights as manufacturers and providers of goods and services. On the 9th of April 1985, the United Nations Guidelines for Consumer Protection were adopted at the 106th Plenary Meeting, 39th Section, in 1985. The guidelines are of no legal effect but merely provide what could be called an international recognized set of basic objectives in protecting the rights of consumers. The United Nations, taking into account the interests and needs of consumers in developing countries, recognizing the economic imbalance, literacy level, and bargaining power, established these guidelines for consumer protection in 1985, which was expanded in 1999 to include a section on sustainable consumption as a new principle of consumer rights. These guidelines, among other things, have 8 objectives. 1. To assist in achieving or maintaining adequate protection for their population as consumers. 2. To facilitate production and distribution patterns responsive to the needs and desires of consumers. 3. To encourage high levels of ethical conduct for those engaged in the production and distribution of goods and services to consumers. 4. To assist countries in curbing abuses, practices by all enterprises at the national and international levels which adversely affect consumers. 5. To facilitate the development and independent consumer groups. 6. To further international cooperation in the field of consumer protection. 7. To encourage the development of market conditions which provide consumers with greater choice at lower prices. And 8. To promote sustainable consumption. These objectives can be summarized as the right to satisfaction of basic needs, right to safety, right to be informed, right to choose, right to be heard, right to seek redress, right to consumer education, and right to healthy environment. With this set of objectives, consumers can have access to basic essential goods and services, sufficient food, clothing, shelter, healthcare, education, public utilities, water, and sanitation. With this set of objectives also, consumers can be protected against products, production, processes, and services that are hazardous to the health or life. With this set of objectives, consumers can be given necessary facts to make an informed choice and to be protected against dishonest or misleading advertisements and labels. With this set of objectives, consumers can be able to select from a range of products and services offered at competitive prices with an assurance of satisfactory quality. Consumers can have consumer interests represented in the making and execution of government policies and in the development of products and services. With this set of objectives, consumers can receive a fair settlement of just claims, including compensation for misrepresentation, shoddy goods, unsatisfactory services, acquire knowledge and skills needed to make informed, confident choices about goods and services while being aware of basic consumer rights and responsibilities and how to act on them. These objectives of the guidelines are aimed at giving a structure for basic protection objectives for the purpose of initiating improving consumer legislation, especially in developing countries. The United Nations recognized that consumer protection could no longer be construed strictly in domestic terms. Consumer rights are sufficiently important and have been unanimously accepted by UN member states as basic principles and guidelines which show the need for a stable, high-level protection. Let's go for a short break. We'll be right back.
If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you go take your own head carry them. If you think say you fit do person bad and you go happy after and they jolly, my friend, you jam block. Nothing better pass say make a person do good thing because he know say he go better for him if he better for him friend.
I don't know why people they fight. Oh, I don't know why people they quarrel. Oh, I don't know why people they make wahala. Yes, my friend, oh, make you no fight, oh, my friend, oh, no quarrel, oh, my friend, oh, no make wahala.
Come, come, my friend, there is no zero man, everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one. Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people? Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way.
Welcome back. In Nigeria, similar protection for consumers is in place with the establishment of the Consumer Protection Council through the instrumentality of the Consumer Protection Council Act, CAP C25, LFN 2004. This is the principal legislation regulating consumer protection. Although the council was established in 1992, it only began its operation in 1999. CPC, as it is called, was established to reduce market imperfection, improve well-being of consumers in Nigeria by ensuring value for money and health and safety for consumers. Now let's talk about the functions of the council. Section 2 of the act provides and enlists the functions of the council to include 1. To provide speedy redress to consumers' complaints through negotiation, mediation and conciliations. 2. To seek ways and means of removing or eliminating from the market hazardous products and causing offenders to replace such products with safer and more appropriate alternatives. 3. Establish from time to time list of products whose consumption and sale have been banned, withdrawn, severely restricted or not permitted by the federal government or foreign governments. 4. Cause an offending company, firm, trade, association or individual to protect, compensate, provide relief, safeguard to injured consumers or communities from adverse effects of technologies that are inherently harmful, injurious, violent, or highly hazardous. 5. Organize and undertake campaigns and other forms of activities as will lead to increased consumer awareness. 6. Encourage trade industry professional association to develop and enforce in their various fields quality standards desired to safeguard the interest of consumers. 7. Issue guidelines to manufacturers, importers, dealers, and wholesalers in relation to their obligations under the Act. Encourage the formation of voluntary consumer groups or associations for consumer well-being. In the exercise of these functions, the CPC also have the following powers as prescribed under Section 3 of the Act. The CPC has the power to apply to courts to prevent the circulation of any product which constitutes an imminent public hazard. 2. Compel a manufacturer to certify that all safety standards are met in their products. 3. Cause, as it deemed necessary, quality tests to be conducted on consumer products. 4. Demand production of label showing date and place of manufacture of a commodity, as well as certification of compliance. 5. Compel a manufacturer, dealer, and service company where appropriate to give public notice of any health hazard inherent in their product. And 6. Ban the sale, distribution, advertisement of products which do not comply with safety and health regulations. Away from the functions and powers of CPC, do you know that as a consumer, you have certain responsibilities? Now, let's examine the responsibilities of a consumer. 1. Be aware. Gather necessary information about the products and services that you're about to consume. Read the manual, and if there is none, insist and request for one. For instance, ask for warranty, as this will guarantee you a refund, repair, or replacement of the product in the event of malfunction. 2. Think independently and make good choices in relation to goods and services you are considering to consume. 3. Speak out. Ask questions about the goods and services from the service provider or manufacturer of the goods. Also inform government agencies such as the police, Standard Organization of Nigeria, NAFDAC, NCC, etc. where you suspect a foul play. 4. Complain. Write a complaint to the Consumer Protection Council at the nearest office. Call their helplines, send them an email. 5. In public offices where you feel unsatisfied with the services of government officials, report and make a complaint at the nearest Servicom desk. 6. Speak to a lawyer for professional advice about the complaint. 7. Be an ethical user and cultivate the culture of consuming sustainably by taking cognizance of the environment. As we commemorate this year's World Consumers' Right Day, it is pertinent to take stock of not the benefits of consuming digital technology, but rather beam our searchlights on the abuses we have encountered as consumers. Consumers have been abused in many sectors of the economy, from electricity sector, financial services, e-commerce, food and beverages, pay TV, electronics and telecommunications to hotel and hospital sectors. Accordingly, the 2016 Consumers Protection Council annual report issued orders for refunds and compensation in 2006 to consumers up to the tune of 2.5 billion naira, inclusive of foreign currencies of about $31,000 and over 1,400 euros respectively. The value of redress obtained by consumers associated with digital technology was more than half the total refunds and compensation paid to consumers. Accordingly, e-commerce received 15 million naira, electrical and electronics received 43 million naira, pay TV subscribers received 70 million naira, telecommunications consumers received 28 million, financial subsector including ATM dispense errors and online platform received 1.6 billion respectively. Let's go for a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the achievements recorded so far.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Welcome back. Despite the achievements recorded so far by the Council and how lofty and well-crafted the objectives of the UN guidelines and acts, there are some socio-political challenges militating against the complete protection of consumer rights. let us examine a few of these challenges. 1. Ignorance and literacy level. The phenomenon is not only predominant amongst the majority illiterate Nigerians, but also amongst the literate and even the educated. A number of Nigerians are aware of the existence of consumer right protection backed by laws arguably very small. The number is sure to further dip if one seeks to know those from those who claim to be aware that have sought redress through the council or any other means at all. 2. Bureaucracy. This is common with all government institutions at all levels. Nigerians are generally opposed to the idea of using government institutions to process anything except it is the only option available, and will readily prefer other alternative means, even if it means forfeiting their hard-earned money and accepting their loss. 3. Adequate enforcement mechanisms. Every law or policy is only as viable as to the degree to which it is enforced. It is the enforcement of a law and not the formulation that delivers benefit to the people. Sadly, our law enforcement apparatus are grossly inequipped, uninformed, and completely untrustworthy to handle the enforcement aspects of the act. 4. Corruption. This cannot be overemphasized, as our government officials, without a doubt, will be prone to taking bribes and facilitations from the wrongdoers and give negative judgments, because most often the complainants are the small ants in the battlefield. Therefore, in the light of the above socio-political challenges, it is not surprised that consumer abuse is widespread in Nigeria, with many consumers choosing to graciously accept their losses, in some cases harm to physical body and even death, than seek redress via the designated channels. Owing to years of flagrant exposure to all forms of exploitation and abuse, a large majority of Nigerian consumers are no longer agitated by the falling standard of products and services as witnessed in the telecommunication, mobile and digital industries. Mobile phone users in Nigeria are one of the most shortchanged in the world, even when the most profits are generated from them. More so, cases like missing or tampered baggage, ticket challenges, delayed flights without any cogent explanation to passengers, and poor in-flight services, to mention a few, are rife in the aviation sector, even among the so-called major industry big players. To help in further safeguarding the rights of consumers, the following are recommended. 1. Seek professional advice from a lawyer, or make a complaint and seek for redress whenever you feel abused as a consumer. The CPC should be strengthened with more enforcement powers. Manufacturers are to set up consumer protection units in their organizations. This will help to safeguard the rights of consumers. 4. Establish more consumer complaint offices in every state of the nation, rather than just having regional offices to provide for easy access to the council. And lastly, there should be more awareness and continuous consumer education. Do you feel abused as a consumer? Have you been shortchanged by a manufacturer? Has your internet provider been unfair to you with poor services? Have you had ATM dispense errors and your bank isn't responding to your queries? Has your health and safety been compromised by substandard products? Do you feel you have been shortchanged by a pay TV provider? Have you been receiving debits for unsubscribed mobile services? Whatever the issue, don't get mad. Seek redress now. Get a lawyer for professional advice, or you can reach the Zonal Office of Consumer Protection Council at number 8 Abuja Lane, off Emekuku Street, Dila in Port Harcourt, Rivers State. Or you can call them on 081-4717-0732. Or you can send them an email on southsouth@cpc.gov.ng. I repeat, southsouth@cpc.gov.ng. Finally, do you know that you can dial 622 from your mobile phone to speak to NCC Service Center to demand for quality service and complain about poor network services, drop calls, unsolicited SMSs, etc. I repeat, call 622 now to make such complaints. I hope you have enjoyed today's discourse. Stay blessed. Thank you for listening. Goodbye for now.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @ReefEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast by 12 noon to 12:30 in the afternoon on Sundays. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. and a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 11:30 to 12 in the afternoon. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.